Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, talk to us, man. What was the Lord saying to you? We got a success secret.
Success secret.
VFN KB, we were always talking about how to make you successful. God's called you not to be a failure, but to be successful.
That's right.
In everything that He's called you to do. John, talk to
us. Listen, God is so much into your success that He'll even give you a dream and give you some wisdom in the middle of your dreams.
He speaks to you in the dreams.
He speaks to you in the dreams. Mm-hmm. Well, I had this dream that I was at a commencement, a graduation commencement, and while I was there, there were some football players there. You know how dreams are, you know, and they're actually...
Were you the quarterback again?
I wasn't the quarterback,
okay,
no.
Right.
But I was watching, and these players were on their back doing some stretches, and then they broke out into this chant, you know, this celebratory chant. And then one of the players took out his hands, stretched out his hands all the way across, and he said, I've got some good things and have some bad things. He says, let the main thing be the main thing. And then instantly this player turned into T.D. Jakes.
So now T.D. Jakes is laying on his back.
And I'm, you know, now I'm up close in the dream and I'm listening intently. And then T.D. Jakes says, I want you to lift up or think about the four most important things in your life. And then he says, I want you to think of the top two. And he stretched out his hands and he says, I want you to keep them. And then they became like babies in the dream.
So a baby in each hand.
A baby in each hand. Think of the top two. And then he says, then he got some other things to prop the other two, which were the four. And then at the end, he says, listen, do these two well and trust God with the rest.
Because it's a dream.
This is a dream.
It's God speaking to you.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And the success secret is know what matters most in your life and devote your time and your effort to those things. And we talk about this often, is that you need to be in touch with your values. You need to be in touch with the things that matter most in your life. It's a very frustrating
to try to do
everything.
Most people think about whatever's urgent.
Correct.
Is what matters most.
Well,
but the truth is somebody else's lack of planning.
Correct.
On their behalf doesn't negate a emergency on your behalf, right?
That's why I always say, don't let what matters least compromise you, get in the way of what matters the most.
And you can only do that if you do what the Lord's telling you. You've got to know what matters most.
Your values, the things that you want to invest your life in, the things that you mean so much to you. And believe it or not, it's not everything that you think it is in your life. You really have to think about this. You have to really reflect, and you have to think what matters in the end. And you get to write them down. Write them down and know and prioritize them and give your life to them. Because you can spend time in a lot of things, but you want to do it with the main thing.
Well, T.D. Jakes wrote in his book, I forget the
Soar?
Name of it. No, it's the particular book that he had about emotions.
Emotions.
He talks about the highest suicide rate is men in their 50s.
Mm.
You know why? Because they're not, you got to... Don't end your life. Change your. You just didn't live your life to your values. Quite often, you ran for this, and you ran for that, and ran for this, and then you have four or five past relationships. You have children all over the place geographically, and now you're not even happy where you are. And the thing was, you just didn't. That wasn't what you value. You're finding out that's not what you valued. I know when I actually begin to look at my values, I always think about, you know, the most important thing to me is my relationship with God, because outside
that's
of that,
it
doesn't make sense.
No.
And so what I do is my first thing, and John does it as well, and a lot of our audience, our community does it as well, is we abide with the Lord.
Yeah.
And there's in that personal time with Him, since He's your friend, He's the Creator, He loves you, you love Him, and you spend that time with Him, He just imparts to you and helps you understand what's valuable to you. And a lot of our folks, you might not have started in abiding, or you might want to abide with the Lord. We just talked to, just had just heard from you, Ursula, from
Cape Town.
Cape Town, South Africa, and we're praying for you. But I want to encourage you that what you need is a personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. And we have a simple plan for you, an online simple course that you can take, you alone, with God, your Bible, and a journal, and a pen, and it's free. We have it for you at iabide.org. And the first thing you want to begin to do to establish your values is talk to the one that created everything, that's holding everything together, that loves you, that's got a good plan in store for you, and has a strategy for you to be able to succeed in that plan.
Mm.
That's so exciting when you think about that.
That is exciting because you want to give your time. You only have a certain amount of time in your life, and you want to put your time in the things that matter in the end. So start your day off with the Lord, spending time with His Word, hearing what He has to say, and then the next thing may be your relationships. I see so many relationships being sacrificed for just things that are not important in the end. Find out maybe it's your relationships. What are those relationships that you need to have in your life and invest times in them? I even think God spoke to you in a dream about that recently.
He did, definitely recently. Think about this. You have relationships that cause you to feel good and encouraged and inspired, but also speak truth to you. You have other relationships that drain you, and you leave wanting in those relationships. Some of them, you're like, you know, you want to get a bath. Those are some of the things you're talking about. But you think about, you know, it matters who you hang around. Bad company corrupts good character. A success secret is what John is talking about, what God was talking about in regards to narrowing things down to what matters most. And the thing about it, if you got stacked up top, the top three things that matter most, you can have 20 things to do, but if you get those top three, you go to bed peaceful. You go to bed pleased, you go to bed happy, knowing that you successfully accomplished what matters most. It's a success secret for you. Let us know your success secrets. Post them in the community below. We'd love to be able to hear from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.